Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. My name is Phyllis. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Jerry Osborne, and I've been solicited by y'all. Don, who want me to enroll in this astral chart, you know.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I paid for it. I go online to see about it. It looked like it was going to be sent to me since I was giving a shipping address and everything. But before y'all didn't ship one, I never did really get to access it. I paid for it. It was useless to me, you know, because I didn't ever really see it. This time, I'm calling y'all head first on this one because I don't see it. I paid for it Wednesday. Okay.
Okay, sure.
Zodiac transformation guide. I thought I was doing the transitional chart. And
okay. Well, let me look at y'all get me all
confused on this stuff. You know, I don't really quite understand.
All right. Well, can I have your email address and let me pull up your account, please?
Yeah, JERRY underscore DON underscore OSBORNE at ICLOUD.COM.
All right, hold on just a moment and let me pull that up.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Osborne, have you gone to your members area to access your report?
I see the transit period guide. Is that what I purchased?
You purchased the Zodiac transformation guide.
Yeah, well, I thought it was getting the transit period guide, and it got me really confused. Okay, there's a Zodiac transformation guide. That's what it says, guide two.
It's the second edition, yes, sir.
Don't understand it.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I'll have to look up what that is too, so hold on just a moment. Let me see what the difference is between the transit period guide and the zodiac period guide, okay?
Okay. Until y'all offer me a different price on it a week or so ago for like $19, I ended up paying y'all $69 or something like that.
I'm looking into that. Hold on, okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm finding out is the transit period guide is more personal over the zodiac transformation guide.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, from what it appears that there's just a few pages in this guide that I paid like $60 for. I mean, I was thinking that I was going to have a day-by-day guide like before. And when I opened up the tab that was that, it was like just these months that have already passed. And I really, I didn't ever get any of that. I just, and my spending this $60, for something I really can hardly even see. I've got cataracts too.
I'm sorry.
And so that's not your problem. It's what I'm having to deal with. The I just don't see how I'm really benefiting from this. I thought, I'm going to be looking at something that's coming up. If I paid attention, I might be able to make better decisions with it.
Okay, sir. Yeah. So how do you want me to handle this?
I would actually like a refund. I
All
don't
right.
think I'm going to be able to see this.
All
I
right,
don't.
hold on.
I don't quite comprehend it well, and plus, when y'all have me purchase something, and then y'all want me to purchase something else on top of that, that really doesn't go very well. Well, with what I'm intending to do, if I even come in to purchase a product or something.
Okay.
I don't do this very often,
Well, would you want me to take you off from receiving the promotional offers?
I suppose so. I don't mind having the horoscope every day and stuff like I have, but
Okay. Well, we can do
the
that.
Readings,
that might help.
The readings, all the free stuff have been fined. I thought the promotional stuff had been removed before.
All right. Well, I'll do that right now. Now for the Zodiac Transformation Guide. Now, would it help if I offered you like 50% off from the Zodiac Transformation Guide, and you still keep it?
Does it mean I keep the area that it's in and all that, or what?
Yeah, you'll just keep all of that. and I'll just give you half of $67.
Well, that would be better than spending the whole amount and not getting any use of it at all.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and take.
And it will show that I do trust y'all. You know, enough to go ahead and do that. I think
okay.
I think some of what y'all do is good.
Oh,
and,
I'm glad.
And precise and exact in a sense. I know that y'all cannot walk me through my life for free or nothing like that, but. If y'all could, I'd make y'all rich.
yeah, that would be nice, isn't it? Wouldn't it? But you know what? Honestly, when you have somebody that's in your family that does something like channeling,
I'm the only one.
It's a little bit creepy.
Yeah,
I'm
the only one around here.
Well,
Maria, the psychic. Says that I'm something.
But my sister had a brain aneurysm, and when she mm-hmm. woke up with the ability to channel. She
uh-huh.
said she could read people's feelings, and she would have somebody talking to her that's not there. Like when she was in
yeah.
intensive care, she said my mom was there. My mom had been gone for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
I understand this.
Yes, and she honed in on it, and now she gets visitors. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. She tells me that mine is stronger.
Yeah, you have to be careful with all that, for sure. And
yeah, and you have to be accepting of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't doubt that it happens. I do believe that it happens. I have no doubt about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
She says that if I would open up and allow it to come in, that I would, that I have a stronger force than she does. Because when we're together, her force gets real strong.
Yeah.
And
that works sometimes.
And she's, but I told her I don't want to. I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of what might come.
Well, you shouldn't be. It's not.
Yeah, that's what she tells me. She says, but you have a good spirit, and so nothing's going to go into your good spirit. It's like, didn't you watch Poltergeist?
You have a gin. Each of us have a gin that is whether we accept it or not, and some of these gins are all powerful, and it's just something I really don't. Speak about, because it's not within my way, within this family that I have received in birth, beyond my mother's mother, who passed away
mm-hmm.
When I was young. She told me a lot of stuff, and said if they ever took her to the hospital, she would not come back alive, and that happened to her, and it would have happened with me as well, but I wasn't there, and I met the assassin later, and he cried in my arms, and it's just a real thing. She was the daughter of Chief Dunn, commander of Comanches here in Texas. And,
oh, my.
As the Rangers, he took all of her daddy's cattle in life. The Rangers took all of her, they took all her daddy's horses in her life after her marriage with the Bumpus. They took all the cows, and that caused the great stock market crash in the 30s because they had no place to take the harvest out of the fields. The warehouses were full of grain, and the grain could not be moved. And when the army came in to collect upon a note that was not yet due, and they had the money to pay, it was the principal. It was not going to be paid until it was due, and they were not going to force the issue. So they ran him off his land. And took all of this cattle and killed what they couldn't handle, and it put this country into a world of a mess. And that too was brought to me by Freemason, who was a worshipful master in three times. He also was the one who cut Elvis Presley's hair Fort Hood. Yeah, he was Air Force, but he was three times the personal barber for the base command at the U.S. Army. because the Army used to be the Army Air Corps.
Yeah.
And then they moved that all away. But that Army base at Fort Hood surrounds the most largest Native reservation in the world that is not recognized because no one has the maps and the keys, you know, of five hills and all that, or the history. And the history's all been erased and changed. And I'm the last born son of an Osborne. And these Osbornes aren't the same as other Osbornes around the world. Our Osborne was Samuel the Light Osborne, who received pilgrims that came in to our lands long before it was named America. And these Americas are named after a mapmaker who charted all these territories for explorers around the world. And
oh,
people don't understand where the name America came from. He was just simply a mapmaker who made astounding discoveries with different explorers and different conquest, but he was chosen several of the key ones, and he was the one who was able to map the coast all the way around and thus give it the name of the people, in lieu of his charts, he gave America's this name after him, but not in honor of Osborne or these lands at all. I know that my greatest ancestor, Samuel, known as the Light, he captured that ship first, Good Fortune first at the Mayflower. By the time they were all free, they had learned the law and the way, and there was a Bumpus on there. He was able to mediate for everybody without word. And Osborne was not of any color. He was just bright as light, you know, white.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also the light of all the tribes. And the people that they captured at sea, he was also a captain. He had ships as well. They don't say anything about the natives, you know, that were here before they came, you know, only that they conquered us. But we conquered them in a sense. For instance, that land known as D.C., where Washington, D.C. is now, that was Bumpus land. It was leased to Bumpus for $78 a year until the death of King George, and Queen Mary sent George's Tories in to wipe Bumpus' name off the face of the earth. And Bumpus comes from two names, Bon Pas, meaning well done. And you'll even hear that and or read that in old biblical hymnals.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a phrase, where is that one we call well done? Nisi Dominus Frustra is our coat of arms motto. It means, unless a god, it is useless. Without God, nothing.
And, oh, my goodness.
But I'm the first born son, second born son of an Osborne ever. Only one son per generation was ever produced until I came. And when I was born, my grandmother's sister was First Lady of Texas. And I think that's the reason that I survived and wasn't put to death the moment I arrived. Which was only possible. It was the law that only one son be born. And so I shared this life with my brother Terry until I helped a friend put a curse on a teacher once. I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He needed my hand, and I put my hand in it. And they sent us to child guidance, and this doctor who I wouldn't speak to, my dad said no one, you know, but him, unless he was with me, you know, ever. And this man, I wouldn't speak for and everything. I finally sat in his chair and I got back up, and he said, I'm through with you kids. Scribble, 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 hand this to your mother and have her hand it to the lady at the window at the door. And I did, and I gave myself a Nebutol, 50 milligram Nebutol twice a day. Within a week, I lost my eyesight, you know, became nearsighted, and the cognitive abilities of my brother and I that we shared, mine were kind of cut short. My brother could read every credit on every movie or every television show and tell you who was in those shows
mm-hmm.
together, you know. But mine always went inner, sort of an inner self. I don't know. I was so profound and special to my dad that John F. Kennedy was coming to meet me the day he was murdered in Dallas. My dad had taken me from school, and he was We were going to Austin to meet him in our church after he had his lunch in Dallas. And he didn't make it. My dad asked me what I wanted to be. And I told him all these things. And he said, I finally got tired. And I called him Father at first. He said, "Don't ever call me Father. Son, I'm your dad. Your father's in heaven. And you got a brother. You have a sister. You have a mother. You have me, you have mama and papa, you have grandmother and grandfather, and you have lots of cousins, and we all love you, Jerry. Now, what do you want to be?" And everything I said was nothing good. And then I finally said, "Dad, what do you want me to be?" He said, "See that man on TV, Jerry? He's coming to Austin. He wants to meet you after he leaves Dallas. We're going to meet him at our church." And he says, you know who he is?" I said, "Yes, he's the president, Dad." And he says, "I want you to be president someday, Dad." And I said, Jerry, and I said, "Dad, you're the most intelligent person I know in the world. If anyone should be the president, you should be." And I'll pull my voice away from the phone, and this is how he sounded. I said, "Dad, I don't want that job. I don't want that job either." And pow, pow, pow on the screen.
My goodness.
He said, "Jerry, we're not going to Austin now, going back to school. And our principal released us all and sent us back home where we watched the rest of it out on television." Mm-hmm. But that was the first time my dad had ever pulled me from third grade or any grade.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was an Eagle and a Sea Scout. He was the state engineer of Texas when I was born. He was the water quality engineer of the state. And he also was the lead geologist, and all the geologists worked under him. He drew all the geographical maps by hand before there were ever computers, and they looked perfect and sublime.
That is an awesome rare trait.
My mother always said when after they separated, I'd ask where my dad was, and she'd say, "He's out playing God, Jerry." Mm-hmm. You know, but my name is this. My dad was Frederick Leland Osborne Jr., his dad, Senior, Frederick, that is Shepherd in Shepherd, Frederick Leland in the field, Osborne, Oz, O-S, God, born, produced. Mm-hmm. So he's Shepherd in the field, God produced, Jr., his father, Senior. My brother's Terry Lee, I'm Jerry Don, my sister is Sherry Lynn. My name, Jerry, is Hieroglyph. Don, Lord, God produced. I don't know about my sister, my brother, Terry and Sherry, and my brother's long past, my dad too. Mm-hmm. My granddad said that we were law. You know, I don't understand what that is. But anyway, his dad retired, his great-granddad retired, Samuel retired in Tennessee and lived next to Jack and that Daniel guy. And his my granddad's dad became the most wealthiest man in Texas, and he lost everything in that stock market crash.
He had the
Osborne Bathhouse and Hotel in Mineral Wells, Texas, that stands today as the Crazy Water, and it's a grand old building.
Yeah. You know, but,
it's just, I'm here, you know. I don't, you know, some people have sent me stuff in the mail. Someone had sent me a guide once before. If I had opened it up and read it, I could have avoided a lot of conflict because it told me exactly what was going to happen. Even Nostradamus's daughter, great-great-great-granddaughter, said that she was sending me something here. And I was removed by an Army Ranger who was sent by a general to have me follow him into a homeless program in Austin just to give my sister a way to come out of prison here. Anyway, I'll accept that offer.
Okay.
My mother just came in. I'll probably have to go get groceries. Do you have something out there? Okay.
So you do have this. I have refunded this amount, $33.50, for you. It should be available in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, thank you, ma'am. I just want you to know that I did choose Donald Trump. I don't know why. His son, years before, had made me a who's who, and I didn't even know who the Trumps were then. But they've done very well by me, and I really do appreciate them, and I pray for them and everyone else accepts them in his way. May we all be blessed and find unity and peace through all these conflicts that we surely do not need. And I really appreciate you today as well.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you telling me about your family. That was awesome. It really was. I love Indian history. And I thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay. You also may know me as Art Intel Journal. That would be like the Intel chip and journal. That's one of my handles out there. So you can see my face if you wish.
Okay, sir.
Good blessings.
Well, thank you for that, sir. I send blessings to you also. And I thank you for calling Astrology Answers. And have a great day and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.